Hello, this is Robert Harris, and I am reading The Silver Mind Control Method, the revolutionary program by the founder of the world's most famous mind control course, Jose Silva. We have read chapters 1 and 2, and now we're getting ready to start on chapter 3, How to Meditate. Now this chapter, and others through chapter 16 by Jose Silva, may very well be among the most important you have ever read. Jose will be teaching you the basic elements of his Silva Mind Control course. To benefit fully from this Jose Silva chapter, be sure you have well in mind the way to read them. You will find this in the introduction. I am going to help you learn to meditate. When you learn to do this, you will be at a level of mind where you will be able to free your imagination for solving problems. But for now, we will concentrate only on meditation. Problem solving will come later on. Because you will be learning without an experienced guide, I will use a method slightly different and quite a bit slower than the one we use in mind control classes. You will have no trouble with it. If you only learn to meditate and stop there, you will be solving problems anyway. Something beautiful happens in mind meditation. And the beauty you will find in its calming. The more you meditate, the deeper you go within yourself, the firmer the grasp you will have of a kind of inner peace, so strong that nothing in life will be able to shatter it. Your body will benefit too. At first, you will find the worries and guilt feelings are absent while you are meditating. One of the most beautiful things about this meditation at the alpha level is that you cannot bring your feelings of guilt and anger with you. If these feelings intrude, you will simply pop out of the meditative level. As time goes on, you will be able to stay at that level longer until one day they are all gone for good. This means for those activities of the mind that make our bodies sick, they will stop. The body is designed to be healthy. It has its own healing mechanisms built into it. These mechanisms are blocked by minds that are trained to control themselves. Meditation is the first step in mind control. By itself, it will go to a long way. It will go a long way toward setting free the body's healing powers and giving it back the energy once acquired on tension. Here, is all you have to do to reach the alpha or meditative level of mind. When you awake in the morning, go to the bathroom if necessary, then return to bed. Set your alarm for 15 minutes later in case you drift off to sleep during the exercise. Close your eyes and look upward. Behold your eyelids at a 20-degree angle. For reasons not fully understood, this position of the eyes alone will trigger the brain to produce alpha. Now, slowly, at about 2-second intervals, count backward from 100 to 1. As you do this, keep your mind on it, and you will be in alpha the very first time. In mind control classes, students show a variety of reactions to their first experience, from "that was beautiful" to "I didn't feel a thing." The difference is less in what happened to them than the familiar that they were going to this level of mind in the first place. It will be more or less familiar to everyone. The reason for this is that when we awaken in the morning, we are often in an alpha state to begin with. To go from theta, the sleep level, to beta, the awake level, we must pass through alpha. And often we linger there through our own early morning routine. If you feel that nothing is happening during this first exercise, it simply means you have been in alpha many times before without being particularly aware of it. Simply relax. Don't question it, and stay with the exercise, even though you will be in alpha on the very first try. If you concentrate, you will need even more experience. 7 weeks, approximately, of practice to go lower and lower and lower into the levels of alpha, then to theta. Use the 100 to 1 method for this. Then count only 5 to 1. Then 25 to 1. Then 10 to 1. And finally 5 to 1. 10 mornings each. Beginning with the very first time you go to alpha level, use only one method to come out of it. This will give you a greater control degree, a greater degree of control against coming out spontaneously. The method we use in mind control is to say mentally, "I will slowly come out as I count from 1 to 5, feeling wide awake and better than before. 1, 2, prepare to open your eyes. 3, open eyes. 4, 5, eyes open, wide awake, feeling better than before. You will establish two routines, then one for the going to one level, the other for coming out of it. If you change the routine, you will find yourself learning to use your new version just as you learned to use the first one. This is useless work. Once you have learned to reach your level with the 5-to-1 method, in the morning you are all ready to enter your level for the first time of the day. Then you choose. All you need is 10 or 15 minutes to spare before you will be entering your level from beta rather than the light level of alpha. A little extra training will be needed. Sit in a comfortable chair or on a bed with your feet flat on the floor. Let your hands loose. Follow this method. Sit in a comfortable chair on a bed with your feet flat on the floor. Let your hands lie loosely in your lap. If you prefer, sit cross-legged in the lotus position. Hold your head well balanced, not slumped. Now concentrate on first one part of the body, then another. To consciously relax it, start with your left foot, then the left leg, then the right foot, and so on until you reached the throat, the face, the eyes, and finally the scalp. You will be amazed the first time you do this as to how you have released the tension that's in your body. Now, pick a spot about 45 degrees above your eye level, on the ceiling, or on the wall opposite you. Gaze at this spot until your eyelids begin to feel a little heavy, and let them close. Start your countdown with 50-to-1. Do this for 10 days, then 10-to-1 for another 10 days, then 5-to-1 from then on. Since you will no longer be limited to the morning to do this, you can extend this and extend it again, about 15 minutes a session. Once you reach your level with them, what then? What do you think about? Right from the beginning, from the very first moment you reach your meditative level, practice visualization. This is a control. This is control to the mind control. The level you learn to visualize the first powerful will you be? Once you reach your level, what then? What do you think about right from the beginning, from the very first moment you reach your meditative level? Practice visualization. This is central to mind control. The better you learn to visualize, the more powerful you will be. The more powerful your experience with mind control. The first step is to create a tool for visualization, a mental screen. It should be like a large movie screen, but should only not quite fill your mental vision. Imagine it not behind your eyelids, but about 6 feet in front of you. You will project onto this screen whatever you choose to concentrate on. Later, there will be another use for it. Once you have built the screen on your mind, project onto it something familiar and simplified. Make it simple. Keep it simple. Once you have built the screen in your mind, project onto it something similar and simple. Something familiar and simple. Like an orange or an apple. Each time you go to your level, stay with just one image. You may change it in the next time, for the next time. Concentrate on making it more and more successful, thinking about nothing else. It has been said that the brain is like a drunken monkey. It lurches wildly from one thing to another. Beginning with the very first time you go into alpha level, use only one method to come out of it. This will give you a greater degree of control against coming out spontaneously. The method we use in mind control is to say mentally, I will slowly come out as I count from 1 to 5, feeling wide awake and better than before. 1, 2, perhaps prepare to open your eyes. Then 3, open eyes. 4, 5, eyes open. Wide open, wide awake, feeling better and than before. You will establish 2 routines. Then, 1, you're going to your level, the other for coming out of it. If you change the routine, you will have to learn to use another version just as you learned to use the first one. This is useless work. Once you have learned to reach your level with the 5-to-1 method, in the morning you are ready to enter every level. Minutes to spare. Because you will be entering your level from beta rather than the light sleep of Alpha. A little extra timing will be needed. Right from the beginning, right from the very moment you reach your meditative level, practice visualization. Once you have built the screen in your mind, project onto it something familiar and simple, like an orange or an apple. It has been said that the mind is like a drunken monkey. It lurches wildly from one thing to another. It is surprising just how little command we have over this brain of ours. Despite the fine work it is sometimes doing for us, at other times, though, it operates behind our backs, treacherously creating a headache, then a rash, then an ulcer. To top things off, this brain is too powerful, far too powerful, to leave out of control. Once we learn to use our minds to train it, it will do something astounding, some astounding things for us, as you will soon see. In the meantime, be patient with this simple exercise. Using your mind, train your brain to go quickly, quietly into Alpha, and to attend exclusively to the job of creating simple images. Very, very fulfilling. In the beginning, as thoughts intrude, be gently forgiving. Slowly push them away and return to the single object of hand at hand. Becoming irritated or tense will bring you right out of Alpha. This, then, is meditation as it is widely practiced throughout the world. If you do this and nothing else, you will experience what William Wordsworth called a happy stillness of mind, and more, a deep and durable inner peace. This will come as you go deeper and deeper into meditation. And the excitement will pass. When this happens, many drop out. They forget that this is not a trip for its own sake, but the first step into what may well be the most important journey that you will ever take. Next time, we'll do dynamic meditation for Chapter 4. Thank you for joining me today. Thank you for being with me. Thank you for jumping in or for slowly plunging yourself in to mind meditation. Next time, Chapter 4, Dynamic Meditation. We're going to get stronger and stronger. Enjoy yourself. Think that you can and you will. You are a very super powerful being. Your mind is invincible. Just relax and let it happen. Find a spot that you can focus on and relax and let meditation take you there. Thanks for joining me. Thanks for being here. Believe in yourself. I believe in you. God knows who you are. You are somebody. Have a great day, a blessed day, and a great time. Continue on. See you next time. All things be equal. Bye-bye.